You are now listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Listen live as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing media. Call 657-383-1974 and join in on the conversation. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm having an awesome morning. It's been a great week so far. We've got a lot accomplished this week here at Punch TV Studios. I am super duper excited. We're preparing for the shareholders meeting. We're preparing to launch IPL 2.0. We're going to take it down we're going to take America by storm with what we're doing with this. And I am just absolutely fabulously happy to be doing this show today and to be doing it this morning. And before we go any further, I'd like to introduce our co-host, none other than the fabulous, most exciting, the Sharifa. How are you this morning? Like, really, really?
Sometimes you got to pat yourself on the back. You got to give yourself some applause.
Okay, like, really, really, really? Like, okay, all right, cool. Yeah. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling amazing. I'm feeling fantastic. It's a wonderful day. It feels like a Friday for some reason.
It does feel like a Friday in a way. It does feel like a Friday in a way. So how's your day going so far this morning? What's happening in your world?
It's amazing. I mean, it's one of those days where everything is just working, where every light is a green light, where everything you touch is magic. It's an amazing morning.
I like that, when everything you touch is magic.
Yes. And today is definitely one of those days, because everything on my favorite pastime, and it's beautiful that I can enjoy my work and play, because Nabuki, my favorite pastime, is just blowing up. We have tons of new members. Everybody's joining Nabuki. They're signing up for the casting call. We actually have a casting call on Nabuki.com, so everything today is magic.
That's pretty cool. People are signing up on Nabuki, and which is really good. It's going to be an incredible community. And if you want us to take, I was looking at some of the things on Nabuki last night. Some incredible show trailers are on there. Some cool, incredible things are on Nabuki right now. It's pretty cool to see these things. One lady, I guess she's an evangelist or something. She's quite a storyteller. And
I saw
some of her trailers up there. I was like, wow, I kind of like some of her stuff. I kind of like some of her ideas.
And, I like some of her ideas. I like some of her ideas, but you know what I like? I loved her branding. Her branding, her package, her logo. It was amazing.
It was really cool. I thought it was really cool. I wouldn't go so far as to say amazing myself, but I did think it was awesomely cool. I thought it was cool.
Very cool.
So I'm so happy that people are doing that now. And we at Punch TV Studios are committed to developing over 300 new films. And I was out of the state a couple days ago, and I was actually... We did a movie with Howard Hewitt, who is a very good singer. And I was looking at the dailies on the movie for Howard Hewitt. Oh, man, this is going to be good. This is going to be really good. I'm like, whoa. So I got a few pictures, and I'm going to post those pictures up on the boogie for people to see the kind of things that we're doing at Punch TV Studios. It's pretty awesome. So we got a pretty good show with Howard Hewitt. You got Patrice Fisher in there, pretty good. And I am just loving it. I'm absolutely loving it.
We have to get them as guests on the show. We could totally do that. Talk about the new movie.
Yes.
I'm definitely a Howard. Oh, my God. Oh, I have so many memories. Howard Hewitt. We have to get them on the show.
Great. You act like you just had a moment.
I did. You picked up on that. We were so in tune.
You said a Howard Hewitt. That was a Howard Hewitt. I think you just had a moment. I don't know if that's good or not. I don't think that's
good. No,
right.
It was good. It helps with the creativity, getting all the creative juices to flow.
That was like a total moment, a total Howard Hewitt moment there.
No, I sound like the guy from the other day, the guest the other day who said he sounds like a girl. The guy said that about you. He said he sounded like a little girl.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous of Howard Hewitt now because Howard Hewitt got your attention, you see. That's where the jealousy comes in. You said, watch it.
You're going to scare all our guests off, Mr. Collins. We have a fantastic lineup. Okay, this is what, our fourth show back on the air. We took that little hiatus. I mean, we have so many guests lined up. If you're just now tuning in and you want to join the conversation, please give us a call at 657-383-1974. Again, that number is 657-383-1974. You definitely want to tweet this show. You want to post this show. You want to send it out to your network, LinkedIn, your friends, family. Even let Mr. Collins know. Because you know, right, we're on the air.
Yeah,
10
hashtag,
a.m. Pacific
hashtag,
time.
Hashtag Joseph Collins, hashtag Punch TV Studios, hashtag Changing the Conversation. There you go.
There you
hashtag
go.
Hashtag The Sharifa.
Hashtag The Sharifa.
Yeah.
We have an amazing show. So we talked so much this week. We talked to comedians, we talked to musicians, we talked to senior citizens, we talked to people focused on young children. We talked to a lady who made an amazing cake. So I think now we should focus on fitness. What do you think,
fitness.
Mr. Collins? Fitness, like getting it healthy. We have to. I mean, we're going to have.
I'm a pizza and soda pop kind of guy. You know, I'm a hamburger and chili. Cheese fries kind of guy.
Okay, Mr. Collins, but our next guest is...
I'm a no vitamin, no fruit, no water drinking, no electrolyte having kind of guy.
Our next guest is a nationally known expert on fitness, wellness, and weight loss. He has won 18 world championships and 32 national championships and set 38 world records.
In bodybuilding?
Yeah. So we're going to talk to Robert Hurst.
I feel very inferior right now. I feel very inferior right now to have a bodybuilder on the line. I bet you his guns are bigger than mine. I bet you he's got big guns.
I don't know. Let's ask him. Mr. Hurst, are you with us this morning?
Yeah, yes, I'm with you, and happy to be there. Just one slight correction. I'm actually a power lifter, not a bodybuilder. Bodybuilders are physique, you know, like Mr. Olympia, like Arnold Schwarzenegger or someone. I'm a power lifter. I just try to lift heavy things for no particular reason.
Wow, like what? Are you one of those people who take the trucks and run in front of them and pull those?
Only because I'm of average size. I'm a middleweight. I compete at 165 pounds. The guys you see in the pulling the trucks are in the World's Strongest Man contest, and they're huge. They're 350, 400 pounds. I do some of their movements, but I'm just a smaller guy. It's hard. I can push a car. It's hard for me to pull a jet plane.
Well, I'm just a girl. I don't know the difference, but I want to know your opinion on Mr. Collins and his choice of diet and his choices that he's making right now.
Well, I'll tell you, because I exercise, I have no problem eating pizza when the kids want to order pizza, and I don't duck Super Bowl Sunday. Because there's everything in moderation. I'm sure Mr. Collins, drink 2-liter bottles of soda a day because that would just kill anybody.
I don't drink a 2-liter bottle. Now, that I don't do. I can honestly say that I don't do a 2-liter bottle of that. No, that I don't.
So I guess what I'm saying is, if you exercise, if anybody exercises, they can live in moderation. I mean, one of the problems that people have or the fears people have about exercising or trying to get in shape is that they're going to wind up, you know, in a corner eating alfalfa sprouts while everybody else is having a good time. Not that, you know, not that alfalfa sprouts are wrong. It's just a lot of people don't want to spend their life doing that.
Should be ready. Not me either. I don't want to do that. I'm a hamburger eating, steak eating, mashed potato and gravy eating.
Well, I eat all that stuff. But the thing is, you have to balance that out with exercise. I mean, in fact,
that's right. That's right. It's so important.
A lot of lifters eat, you know, chicken and fish, and I eat a lot of that too. You need a good steak every now and then because they found that your body needs good red meat. Red meat contains testosterone, and creatine, which are both substances which help in muscle growth and fat burning. Like I said, you just have to balance it out with exercise.
That's great advice. Definitely great advice. But tell us a little bit about more about yourself and what you have been up to. You have an incredible story.
Thank you. It's funny. A lot of people tell me it's incredible. I'm just going about doing my life. The beginnings of it, especially the sport beginnings, are rather humble. I wasn't your proverbial 99-pound weakling, but I was, small and slight. And actually, I was in high school, and I went to a lacrosse camp, and I wanted to, I wanted to get better at lacrosse. And there are all these high school and college All-Americans walking around, and I asked them, how can I improve my shot? And they said, start lifting weights, which was also been helpful to me because, I was getting creamed by defensemen who weighed, literally 100 pounds more than I did. So I went home after that lacrosse camp, and I bought the exact traditional York barbell 110-pound set, and I started lifting next to the furnace in my mother's basement. And if you want to say the rest is history, the rest is history.
Right, that's a humble beginning, but you went all the way. Tell us a little bit more about the Olympics.
The Olympics, it was a fantastic experience. As you may have mentioned in the intro, I helped to supervise the drug testing at the Rio Olympics.
Oh, wow, that must have been interesting.
It was very interesting, especially because in the run-up to the Olympics, all you heard about was the scandals with Russia and who was being banned, and they were going back and looking at tests from London and Beijing, and would they ban the whole Russian team? So when I got there, everyone was on pins and needles because a lot of the Russian team was allowed to.
Yeah, because you were the cops.
Yeah. Well, see, here's the interesting thing about that. I'm the cops, but in appointing me, what they valued in me, one, I'm a lawyer by training, so I'm used to compliance and making sure my clients or people follow the rules. But the fact that I'd been an athlete for so long and had been drug tested myself gave the athletes a lot of confidence that I would try to make the process fair and also try to make it as least burdensome as possible. I mean, some of the people... the Olympics is the high point of their life. They've been training their whole life, and the last thing they want to do on the eve of their, point of their whole life is to be sitting in a lab, getting your urine and blood tested. And to complicate that, a lot of the athletes were in a position where they had to dehydrate to make weight. Anybody who's familiar with boxing or wrestling or judo knows that the athletes compete in weight classes, and a lot of them have to get down, to a certain body weight, and they do that by dehydrating. So it's very hard for them to produce a urine sample when they're busy dehydrating. I've been there a million times, and I was telling the athletes this and explaining to them, and they appreciated the empathy. So, I mean, it was a great fit for me to be there for them, because, like you said, I'm the cop, but I was the good cop. And then from a personal point of view also, I mean, the situation I was in was fantastic. You know, if you're a sports fan, I mean, I was at Michael Phelps' last race. I was at the courtside of the U.S. men's basketball gold medal game. I was at the women's gymnastics final. I got to speak with and meet, because we're supervising things. People like Usain Bolt or Ashton Eaton, who won the decathlon, and had won the decathlon and also at London. So just being around these fantastic athletes and watching them operate and how they focused and how they trained and how they prepared was, from a sports fan point of view and or an athlete's point of view, just a great experience. Like you said, I was kind of like the cops. For instance, people keep asking me, where's the selfies? Where's the whatever? I was not allowed to take selfies with Usain Bolt. I would have been, because they were trying to, again, we're there for the athletes, and we're trying to make the best atmosphere possible, and they're focused on what they need to do, and they can't be bothered with, things like that, and people just seeking autographs when they're in the sanctuary of the Olympic Village. Although, I will tell you, for example, for Usain Bolt's credit, after one of his drug tests, there were many Brazilian volunteers there, and they're all young teenagers in their 20s. And they all gathered around him, and to his credit, he very politely posed for a selfie with all the, 20-year-old girls who were there and, just admiring him. So.
Wow. Now, you mentioned all of these names and these athletes, and these are all people that we read about in the news every day. But for you, that's why I said this is such an interesting, amazing, incredible story to go from just deciding to lift weights as a personal decision, then becoming a lawyer, and then moving to actually being a part of the group that does the drug testing during the Olympics. I always find unique stories just so incredible.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you think about it, I mean, to me it was a natural progression because, I mean, along the way, for instance, I volunteered at the Special Olympics, and because of my powerlifting expertise, I ran the powerlifting venue at the Special Olympics. And then because of that, they, and I also wrestled in college. And because of that, they wanted me to help run the wrestling venue at the London Olympics. So it's kind of like, it's hard to explain, but, one thing opens a door for another, and I try to take advantage of as many open doors as possible. I always pick up the phone. I always open an email. Not an obviously one where it's the Nigerian finance minister on it, things just evolve and you take advantage of it. But yes, it was surreal. I would be walking around the Olympic Village, and I'm thinking to myself that everyone I see is among the best in the world at something. And I was talking to archery medalists or table tennis. I mean, a lot of people poo-poo table tennis. It's something you do, in your basement with your kids, or something you did at summer camp. And, we weren't allowed to call it ping pong, by the way. But I will tell you that I was at the bronze medal match between Germany and Japan, and it was intense. I mean, the crowds were there. The German crowd, it was huge because it's mostly an Asian game, and for a European team to be on the verge of winning a medal was fantastic for the sport. So there's all these things that we have.
Amazing. Everything, you have a lot, so much going on. What are you up to now? Where can people find out more about you?
Well, to find out more about me and what I'm doing now, actually, is I'm trying very hard to get people, and Joseph kind of started the theme of this a little, to get people to exercise and to try to help the obesity crisis in America. As we know, a large portion of the population is overweight or obese. In fact, a study just came out about the world population. And being obese does lead, you know, all joking aside, it does have serious health complications. One, it leads to cancer and diabetes and heart disease. But there is a simple cure for it, and the cure is to exercise. And like I said, if you exercise, you can live.
Absolutely. Don't mean to cut you off. It's so much information. We can go on for hours and hours about everything you have going on, Mr. Hurst. What we love to do is invite people to learn more about you at your website at weightlifterusa.com. If you are just now tuning into the show, we have another amazing show. We're killing it on Changing the Conversation. Thank you, Mr. Hurst, for being a guest. We do have to stop for a brief commercial break, and we will be right back.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki? As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Mr. Collins?
That was a pretty strong guy. I'm just telling you.
Yes.
One thing I know is that that guy could probably give you a lift.
I don't need a lift. I like my feet planted firmly on the ground. I have a fear of
he
not.
He can give you a lift. I bet you he could probably lift you higher than Howard Hewitt.
Are you still on that? You stuck on that, right?
I'm having Howard Hewitt issues because he made you go, you know, so I'm having Howard Hewitt issues.
Okay, thank you for joining in on today's episode of Changing the Conversation.
You should consider the guy that can lift you above his head. He can put you over his head.
No, that's okay. I like my feet on the ground. So what I think we need to do is we need to speak to people who are about being bold and speaking. So let's bring on the CEO, Ashley Renee Casey, CEO of Be Bold and Speak. Are you with us this morning, Ms. Casey?
I am here with you guys, and I'm enjoying this show. Congratulations on your fourth show in the restart here. Thank you for having
Thank
me.
Thank you. Be bold and speak. Let us
Be
know what you think.
Be bold and speak. Rise
yes.
up and walk.
There you go.
Pick up your bed and run.
But you, seriously, you are a communication and leadership coaching and consulting firm committed to helping clients remove barriers so they can share their message more effectively. And that's definitely what we need here at Punch TV Studios, to be bold and speak.
Yes, and I started Be Bold and Speak last year, actually, so I'm still a new company. But it stemmed from being a part of corporate America and attending meetings and going to networking events and really paying attention to what made a lot of people nervous. And that was actually getting up and speaking in front of others. And, you know, my background is actually in theater. I went to a performing arts high school, and you can ask my family or my friends, I do not have a thigh bone in my body.
That's wonderful. We like people like you.
Well,
now,
so
what
now,
kind of bones
now
do you have in your body? What kind of bones do you have in your body? What kind of bones do you have in your body? If they're not shy, what kind of bones are they?
Bold.
Theater and singing. And, yes, bold. Unashamed.
Bold. Let me ask you a question. What's your thoughts about Howard Hewitt?
What's your
thoughts? Well, I might let him lift me.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Not another one. I'm losing this battle today.
Moving along.
I am going to delete his number out of my phone. Howard Hewitt, you are deleted.
Text it to me. Before you delete it, text it to me. Okay, but you have an
so
online
community.
What do you do? You have an online community.
Okay, so
yes,
you have an online
community. Yes, I do have an. Yeah, I have an online community. So I have a membership
is it called
site through. No, we can definitely connect and affiliate with one another, but I have an online site, beboldandspeak.com, and people can sign up to become a member. And as a member, they get to participate each quarter with a new topic. So, for example, this year, the first topic that we discussed for 4 weeks was how to network. You know, a lot of people know they need to network, but they don't know how. And that stemmed from a book that I wrote at the end of last year called Connect, Build, Grow, How to Build Your Network, How to Build Relationships and Grow Your Network.
Okay. So give us one secret
then,
on how, just give us one key secret on how to build, one thing that you would do to build your network.
Sure. So one thing that I notice that a lot of people really trip up on is when they're introducing themselves. So we only have one time to make a great first impression. And a lot of times
Let me try this introduction. This is how I introduce myself. And you tell me if this is good or bad or indifferent, okay? So say I'm about to hit the
Joseph
red carpet.
Joseph Collins, CEO of Plenty TV Studios.
And I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest of all time. I float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Nobody knows more about TV than me. I'm the greatest. How's that introduction?
That's perfect.
Would that be memorable?
Yeah. Well, and a lot of the reason why that stands out. And a lot of times when people are giving, you know, that introduction of who they are, all they want to do is rattle off what they can do. But I need you to tell me what's going to make me remember you. And so I'm going to remember that you were bold in your introduction nobody knows better anything more than TV than you. So
that's
I know who to go to for that, and you're confident. And so now if I have a business in that arena or even a connection, I know that I can go to you because that stood out to me, and you were confident with it. So
now,
that's
one
thing that a lot of people mess up.
True story. Let me tell you something. True story that happened to me as a result of that. I was on the red carpet at my own event, and there's this very famous actor who was there, and I'm not going to tell you that his name is Ola Babatunde. I'm not going to tell
you. Stop.
Huh? I'm just saying he was there, and he was invited as my guest because we were doing this show with him at an event that Punch TV Studios was putting on. And I hit the red carpet, and I said, I'm the greatest of all time. I float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Nobody knows more about TV than me. I'm the greatest. I was born when the Kevlar tube was invented. That's how good I am at TV. I love the pixels in the screen of the TV. And I lost my friendship with him because he thought I was being too brash and too overstated. And what's your thoughts on that? So if you get up there and you tell people how great you are and others feel you're too brash and you're too overstated because you're confident of who you are and what you do, how do you overcome something like that?
Well, part of what I do as well is to teach people to be confident and to not to play full out, right? And so, of course, we have to be aware of our audience, but we also need to know who we need in our circle and who we don't need in our circle. And we can't be shy about who we are for fear of intimidating somebody else. And, you know, over the years,
that's
I too have...
That's so true.
Yeah, and especially for more so for women than it is for men. You know, when we start to play full out and we, you know, stand with our shoulders back and our head held high, that can be intimidating to people. But, you know, I need to be sure that I'm true in myself. So that's what I say to that. I say don't back down. Of course, know your audience, but stay confident.
Correct. Correct. And interesting with that, because it was my audience, by the way, I'm just saying.
See? You don't own the audience.
No, I had thousands of people coming to our event, at our party, in our house, on our stage. So I'm just saying. But those are very good nuggets. Now tell us about your book. What is your book?
Sure. So it's part of a series called The Back Pocket Business Guide. And
the first
book has been released.
I like that name,
you.
The Back Talk of Business Guide. The Back Talk of Business Guide.
Mm-hmm. So each of the books will be a part of, you know, just basic business things. Because in college, they teach us about finance. They teach us about accounting, communications. But they don't necessarily teach us some of the unspoken things that are necessary in business, like networking, like giving an effective presentation, like running a meeting. So only the first book has been released, but you should expect to see more here within the next few months to be released on Amazon.com.
All you need is one book. Now, you got to be selling your book on Nabucci. That's what you need to say look at.
Well, now that I know that that exists, I will.
You need to be on Nabucci.
No, but I can definitely see the need for that. You know, they say that one of the biggest fears that people have is public speaking. Like, that's one of the biggest fears that a lot of people have.
Yeah, and that was the class that we just finished up for second quarter was actually on communication.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's what holds a lot of people because of that fear. It unfortunately holds a lot of people back when it comes to becoming promoted within corporations or garnering an opportunity as an entrepreneur.
Well, Betty Collins is my mother, Betty Collins. Betty Collins always says, she says, son, let me tell you one damn thing. I said, Mama, what's that? She said, it's a poor dog that don't wag his own tail. You got to be wagging your tail, son. You got to let him know. You got to let him know.
I love it. It is fantastic. Where can people find more information about you, Ms. Casey?
Sure. So that if they're interested in communication and how to become better at business and communicating and leadership, then they can go to beboldandspeak.com. Or if they just need a motivating message, they can also go to ashleyreneecasey.com. That's ashleyreneecasey.com. If you're on social media, I'm at Ashley Motivates, as well as the hashtag You Got This, hashtag He's Got You, and hashtag Ashley Motivates.
Now, is Casey with a K or a C? Is Casey with a K or a C?
Casey with a C.
I like that.
So it's
and so Ashley Motivates.
Renee. Ashley,
yes. Ashley
Renee.
Ashley Renee Casey.
Ashley.
Ashley Renee Casey, yes.
I like that. I love that.
So
well,
Ashley Motivate. I like that hashtag.
I love that. I do like that.
I had a quick question. So are you one of those people that, you know, if we need daily motivation, we could text you, talk to you, get some motivation? Do you have, like, daily motivation tips and stuff like that that people can utilize? Because I need daily motivation to work at Punch TV Studios. I'm just asking.
You're not motivated daily. You get to talk to me every single day, and you're not motivated.
I need Ashley motivated.
And you're not motivated. We talk at night. You're not motivated. We talk in the morning, and you're still not motivated.
That's why I need
Ashley,
motivation.
Can you motivate this person, please? Motivate
the
her,
Sharifa.
Please.
Hashtag the Sharifa. Motivate.
I will do that. But yes, I'm on Instagram, Twitter, and as well Facebook. So
fantastic.
Now be sure to share Punch TV Studios and what we're doing here on your Instagram. Be sure to share it on your Twitter. We are an absolutely amazing company, and I promised all of our shareholders that we would create a multi-billion-dollar company in the span of 4 years, and we are on we are on the grind to get that done. So please share that and let people know that they should invest in Punch TV Studios IPO 2.0. And they can get more information at punchtvstudios.com. Or you can visit our community at Nabuki, NABUKIE.com. And I am so excited to be on this radio show today. We've had two exciting guests and one invisible guest who I now must get on the show to find out what is all of the hoopla about. But we'll get around to that. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back right here on the Punch TV Studios Radio Network.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
We are back from this brief commercial break. Mr. Collins.
Yes, we are. I am motivated.
You are motivated?
I am motivated.
I need to be motivated. We have an invisible guest.
Ashley Renee Casey has my motivation juices rolling. I'm motivated.
Okay, so today, look, let me tell you what I did.
Yeah.
I got one guest. I got one guest who I specifically wanted you to speak with. Okay.
Pacifically, which one was it? You wanted me to pacifically speak with him? Pacifically speaking with people, you know.
But then, and we have some other guests who are definitely going to motivate us, and they're going to teach us how to live an incredible life. But this guest that I'm about to bring on right now, he's specifically for me. I brought him on.
Just for you?
Just for me. Not for you, but for me.
Well, then I ain't going to say a thing. I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, because he's like my dream man.
He's your dream man?
Yes.
Howard Hewitt? He's on the phone?
No, not Howard Hewitt.
Oh, damn.
Frank Land.
He's a dream man. He done lost his job already.
He lost it to Frank Lance.
Oh, wow. Okay. Handle it, honey. Handle it.
See, Frank Lance is a Danish chef. And he has a strong passion for food.
Yes.
See, so I wanted to speak to Mr. Lance. How are you this morning, Mr. Lance?
Oh, I'm amazing this morning, and I'm super motivated. And I'm so happy to be in your show. And being your dream man, that's kind of
food, that's
me.
The way to my heart. Just feed me.
Yeah. Let's go with it.
So you are a Danish chef, you're an entrepreneur, event caterer, and you have a cookbook, Dream, The Man of My Dreams, I tell you.
Yes, and I'm running my dream at the moment, so that's amazing.
What are you cooking?
I'm running with my newest product, Taste Please, but I'm an entrepreneur and I've been since I was 16 years old when I started my first company.
And what was the first thing that you made?
What do you want to know?
Say that again.
Hello?
Yes, we're with you. Am I losing you? Did I lose my dream man already? Mr. Collins,
I wasn't even saying anything. I didn't even say nothing.
You ruined it.
I was letting you handle it so you could talk to your dream man. See? And so I wasn't even saying something. Let me see if your dream man going to come back on the line. He done found out what's wrong with you. And he said, I don't know if that's a dream. That dream done turned into a nightmare. I don't know.
I thought you agreed not to say anything.
You was going to order dinner or lunch or something. I see where you was going with it.
I
saw where you was going with it.
I was.
Is he back?
Are you with us, Mr. Lance?
Hello?
Okay. Mr. Lance,
Hello?
Dreams come true.
I'm back here. Hello?
I think he's
we're here
calling.
With you.
Saying hello.
Yes,
we're saying
here.
Hello.
I'm here. This is Frank Lance saying hello.
Mr. Lance, tell us about your book.
Yes. Oh, I made a lot of books, mostly about fish. But at the moment, I'm working on the social foodie platform called Tasties, where I want to bring people together through food. I just think food can reduce. I just love sharing food with new people, so that's what I'm working with.
I just love that.
Yeah, you know, as a foodie, it's nice to share with other foodies, and nice to share food with nice people like you, and
mm-hmm.
even to share a great steak with Mr. Collins.
You like to share a great speech with Mr. Collins?
Yes, of course.
Mr. Collins, you can come back now.
Okay, I'm back. From out of space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lie. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go. Another half of that. Wrong. That was the wrong story. Let me back it up again.
Let's talk about cooking.
Let's talk about food.
I love food. I have a passion for food. And
definitely.
I have a passion for sharing food.
Definitely. So are you in Copenhagen now?
I'm in Copenhagen, and I think that's maybe why it's a little hard to hear me.
Is that nearby?
Yeah, the sun is shining in Copenhagen, so that's good.
Where is Copenhagen?
The sun is shining in Copenhagen. Lord. The sun is shining in Southern California as well. I think this is the first guest that we had that is actually not in the U.S. It's in Denmark.
Right. Denmark.
I'm in Denmark, Copenhagen.
Copenhagen, Denmark. Amazing.
Yeah.
I can't wait to visit to Denmark. I'm looking forward to going to Denmark.
Oh, then please call.
Yeah, that ain't near Watts. That's not near Watts. I can attest to everybody who just said is that. No, that's not
amazing.
Near Watts. That's not near Great Street,
yeah.
Y'all.
No, it's not. So, Mr. Lance, where can we find out more information about you? And order your book. We definitely want to have your book on the bookie.
We definitely want
to. Yeah,
have
you need to go to my contact is on tastepiece.com, and there you can see all about me. And you can see all about my food universe and my whole food world.
That is so cool.
That's the best place. Tastepiece.com. You can also find me on Twitter.
How are you spelling that? Can you spell that? Are you saying pastries or are you saying tasties?
Tastepiece.
Okay, got it.
T-A-S. Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, yeah, you can meet people and you can enjoy my amazing world where we can share food.
I want to see the pictures. And I want to go to Copenhagen and check out your restaurant.
Yeah, come to Copenhagen. That's a nice place.
You get to Los Angeles?
Yeah, I want to go to Copenhagen I want to go to Copenhagen just to see, because I've never been to Copenhagen.
That's a trip, but come on down here as soon as possible. It's happy people.
Well, we do have to stop for another brief commercial break. We want to thank Mr. Frank Lance, Danish chef,
see
for
you
joining
thank
us.
Thank you for being in the show.
Thank you. It's definitely been.
Now you
got to
put your book on the bookie. You have to put your book on the bookie, because that's a great place, and we'll help promote your book. we can help promote your book and help you sell it. So you got to put it up on the VC. Yeah, so definitely, for sure. And we're so happy to have you on the show. Go ahead, Sharika. Take us out to break.
We are going to break. We'll be right back.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki? Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
Wow, Mr. Collins, I can't believe we only have a few more minutes left on this show. Like I said at the beginning,
this show
today
went really fast. I mean, this show went really fast. I wasn't ready for how fast this show went. You know, I was ready for some time.
I
got motivated by Ashley.
Renee
got motivated
Casey.
By Ashley. We then got weight lifted. So that was really good, you know.
And
so
and
I'm
found
trying
a dream
to impress
man.
You. You found
had a dream
man.
Man. But he was far away.
You found
he was unattainable.
He's in Copenhagen.
Yes.
He's in Copenhagen.
Yes.
Which I didn't even know where that was, honestly.
We know, but we're not supposed to let everyone know that you don't know. I got to work with you. We got to talk after this
sometimes,
show.
Sometimes, you know, we just got to tell folks, you know, I don't know where that is. I thought that was near Grape Street and something like that. He's all the way from another part of the world, Copenhagen.
Okay.
That's okay.
You
I'm
going
to go to Copenhagen.
This is my life. This
I'm
is what I tell people. This right here is my life.
Copenhagen.
So what I want to do is speak to our next guest who helps to enjoy life and do good. She's a corporate trainer and speaker. Miss
is she from Copenhagen?
I don't know. We'll fit question in the last few minutes of the show. But we do
We're
have
make this
Myrna.
Show only for people
Nick
from
help me. On the line. How are you doing this morning, Myrna?
I'm doing well. It sounds like you two are just having a ton of fun.
I try not to. He does this. Are you from Copenhagen? I have to ask. That's like part of the question.
I am not.
For line.
I am
That's,
from Atlanta.
Have you been to
I'm
Copenhagen?
From Atlanta, Georgia, and it is hot and sunny here, too.
Tell him. That's right. It's sunny in Southern California, too. We don't have to go all the way to Copenhagen.
That is right.
Well, you
but
know,
for good pastries,
saying,
we might.
Know.
You That's
might.
Right,
That's
for good
I'm
pastries. If you go, don't go without
pastry,
me, Myrna.
You
don't try to take my
no,
man.
Are,
right.
Are you
okay.
looking for a man, Myrna? Because she's trying to protect her man over there.
Well, I promise not to touch your man if I can have the pastry.
you can have the pastry. You can listen to Myrna's voice. Myrna been married for at least 30 years. I can tell you. She's one of those people that got married for 10, and she's been with the same man forever. Myrna, they don't leave Myrna. They've been with Myrna
Let me just tell you what Myrna just said. Myrna
what?
Just said that she's willing to touch another man's pastries. That's what she just said.
She'll be okay. He don't care. She go home every night.
I do love some pastries.
And
let me just say it's Myra, not Myrna.
Myra. I'm sorry. I apologize.
But that's okay. I've been called Myrna and a lot of worse things, too. But,
with a name like Sharifa, I understand.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to
Myra.
My world, okay? Welcome to my world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Actually,
how
are you today?
I haven't heard of the name Myra in a long time. And my very first girlfriend ever in the whole world, her name was Myra. That's a true thing. And so now
well,
that I'm talking to you, you just brought back some old memories that I'm glad I forgot. You know?
Oh, no. I wish they were better memories. Oh, yeah. Well, that's right. There aren't many Myras around. And so some people have
There's
good memories
of
one,
around.
And some
that's
don't.
True.
That's right. And Teresa, I actually have not been married 30 years. I was married 17 years, very happily, and my husband died.
Oh,
so,
wow.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But you see, I still was right, because her husband had to leave this earth, because he would have still been with Myra to this day. I'm telling you, 17 years. But he didn't leave her. He wasn't getting on the board. I was right, too.
And that's why she's willing to taste another man's pastry.
It's all connecting the dots right now. I had told my husband divorce was not an option, so he died to get away from me, apparently. anyway, one of the things that he taught me is how to enjoy life and do good.
Tell us more about that, enjoying life and doing good.
Yeah. Well, when...
Do we lose Myra?
I think we lost Myra. I thought we didn't
hear. I'm sorry. Today is fun. Today is a good day. Myra.
That is really fun. This is really good. Myra, she just like cut off. She just like, forget it. I'm sick of you people. You made me think about my husband who had to die to get away from me. She said divorce is not an option. My husband has to die to get away from me.
Hello.
The sad part about that statement that Myra worked is that a lot of women feel that way. You want to get rid of me, you got to die for it. Now, I might kill you, but somewhere or another, we're going to be together.
we take that whole till death do us part.
For real.
Literally.
Phonetically.
For real. Till death, that's a threat. You know what I mean? It's a promise.
That's a
like, till death do us part. You not going nowhere.
Nowhere.
I learned that from Myra. That's what I'm going home and tell him from now on. How are you? You back with us, Myra? Did we lose Myra?
I'm here. Are you there?
I think
we're here.
Are you there?
Again.
Are you there?
We are here. Are you with us?
She
good.
Want to talk to us.
I can hear you the whole time.
We were just enjoying ourselves. I think that was the problem. We were just having too much
That's
fun.
That's all right.
We apologize.
That's
we are
right.
not normally like this, but we're feeling Friday, and Friday feels good. It feels like Friday.
Well, let me tell you, get back to what I was doing. I was married with my husband, and I were enjoying our lives. We were at the top of our game career-wise. Had just moved into a new house. Life was beautiful. And then suddenly, he was told, you have 12 to 18 months to live.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
He passed away exactly 18 months later. And so
early,
he had, it was awful. He had a brain tumor. But even early in this, I made up my mind that just because there's tragedy in my life did not mean that my life was going to be a tragedy. I wanted my life to be a romantic comedy. And so one of the things he taught me was to enjoy life and do good. So after I had processed losing him and all that, I wrote this book called Building a Life You Love After Losing the Love of Your Life.
Wow.
Because I think it's never too late to build a life that you love.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Thank you. So what has changed for you?
How did you change your life after you lost your husband?
Now, how long were you guys married before he passed away?
17 years. We were married 17 years.
17 years.
Yeah, 17 years. And one of the things that people don't realize is when you lose your husband or wife, your social life changes. The people who used to invite you to parties and go on trips with you no longer call. You're not part of a couple anymore. You're now kind of the odd person out. And so you need to rebuild your social life. Also, we were in a large home in the suburbs, so I had to sort through everything either of us had ever owned and get rid of things and move out of that house. And I moved into a condo in town. So that was a completely different area. So I had to decide what it was I wanted my life to be.
So now I'm in a beautiful, walkable area with lots of restaurants and shopping and those types of things.
Now, what part of Atlanta are you in? Are you in Marietta? Are you in?
No.
Buckhead. Okay.
I'm in Buckhead. I was in Alpharetta, which is one of the suburbs, when my husband died.
Yeah.
But then as a single woman, that was a great place to be with, you know, family and that sort of thing. But as a single woman, it wasn't exactly the right place. So I moved into a high-rise condo in Buckhead and began to make friends with a lot of people who were single, divorced, widowed as well. So that's one of the things. You also have to start figuring out, because you have these plans, you know, of what your life is going to be. You're going to retire, you're going to travel together, you're going to do whatever your plan is, and you have to let go of some of those and build new plans. And I called it, in my book, I called it discarding, sorting through memories and discarding dreams, because some of the dreams we had are things we'll never do. So I had to now create a life that is suitable for a single person. And also my dreams now have to be dreams that work for me, because I'm no longer half of we.
A couple, right.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
That's
and
beautiful.
I found that
what
that
a transition.
Be...
What a transition. What a transition. I mean, that
Thank
just
you.
Takes... That just takes a lot of courage and a lot of strength to do that.
Thank you.
That is just a lot of courage
takes,
and a lot of strength.
Yeah. It takes really just resilience. You have to learn, you have to be able to bounce back from whatever happens to you. And now I speak to a lot of groups about resilience, because all of us go through something. If it's not losing a spouse, maybe you have a child that's disabled, or you have elderly parents you have to take care of, or you go through a divorce, or you lose your career. There are always things that we have to adjust to. So I speak to groups about building resilience so that you can get past whatever tragedy it is that has happened and you don't live there.
That is fabulous. Where can we find more information about you?
Well, you can find information on my website, which is MyraMcElhaney.com, or you can go to EnjoyLifeAndDoGood.com.
The McElhaney Effect. I like
right.
that name, McElhaney. McElhaney
Thanks.
Productions. Like
that sounds
like
good. Thank you. Thank you. So that's MyraMcElhaney.com. That's M-Y-R-A.
How you spell McElhaney? I can't even spell it. I'm trying to figure out how you spell it. I'm like
M-C-A-C.
Oh, okay. See, I already got it wrong.
No, it's M-C. M-C-E-L-H-A-N-E-Y. And what's easier to remember and spell is Enjoy Life and Do Good.
Enjoy Life and Do Good. Is that .com?
Right. EnjoyLifeAndDoGood.com. On Twitter,
Enjoy Life,
Do Good. Yeah.
Now, be sure to tweet your friends and everyone about Punch TV Studios and the amazing work that we're doing to tell stories that ordinarily would never be told. And that is a wonderful story you have there. I mean, that could be a wonderful little movie about that whole thing. And that's a wonderful, wonderful little story. That could really be inspiring to other people, and that's one of the things that we're about. So be sure that you share that, Myra, on your Twitter and your LinkedIn or whoever, and your Facebook page.
I sure will.
On Punch TV Studios, and let them know what we're doing. We are in our IPO. We're doing IPO 2.0, and we're selling stock in our company, the Dollar Share. We'd love for you share that with your friends, and they're going to become a part of it. And amazing stories like the one with you and your husband, we're going to bring that to life. Now, I want to ask you another question. You don't have to answer it if you don't want to, but I'm just curious, before we go to break, and I'm just curious now, your husband passed away, so he's probably a very good guy. I'm assuming he's a very good guy.
Yes.
Now, how do you feel about him dating an angel up there in heaven? What do you think?
Well, I probably feel the same about him dating an angel up there as he does me dating a devil down here.
Thank you for joining us. We'll be right back after this commercial break, right here on the Punch TV Studios Radio Network, changing the conversation.
Thank you.
So I guess we missed that cue. I don't know where Sharifa is, and don't know where
we are. Thanking everyone for tuning in to the show. We had an amazing show today. So we'll go ahead and end the show, Mr. Collins.
Oh, well, great. Well, thank you guys.
Thank you for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins. Tune in Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. To be a guest or to share your thoughts on changing the conversation, visit Nabuki.com today. Don't miss out on the opportunity to be a part of the company that's revolutionizing media. Visit PunchTVStudios.com to become a part owner at $1 per share.